Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Before we jump into this, I want to let you guys know that you still might have a chance to head on over to oneshotenergy.com, use coupon code N64Josh, and save 30%. I'm not sure how much longer the code is going to last, though, so act quickly if you want to pick up some one shot energy chews. I just popped two of them right before the show, and I love these things. I'm kind of addicted, honestly. A little bit of caffeine, bunch of vitamins, and I'm feeling good. So again, oneshotenergy.com, use coupon code N64Josh. I'm excited to announce, guys, there's going to be a new segment in MPC, and it's called The Dirt, and it's a Mario Kart podcast. So we're going to start talking. I'm going to test it to see how it does on the main feed here. And then if it ends up doing really well, I may end up breaking it off into its own feed itself. But as of right now, I just want to get it started, kind of just like looking at the history of Mario Kart, talking about the competitive side of things. There's a lot there. And I'm just having such a great time playing Mario Kart with the community. The TikTok streams have been going well, and I just want to go all in as we prepare for the next game, because I think it's going to be one of the biggest things we've seen from Nintendo. And so I'm just getting started early, because I'm really, really excited for it. Getting to the news, Nintendo announces Mario and Wario Tetris 99 Maximus Cup events. So the first one begins later this week. Nintendo of America tweeted out, 37th Maximus Cup event will run from 11:30 until 12:04, and it's going to be all about WarioWare Move It. So, of course, they love to use Tetris as a way to promote some other games, and WarioWare Move It. So, if you want to get the WarioWare board, you got to make sure to get 100 points during that time frame of 11:30 to 12:04, and then from 12:14 to 12:18 with the 38th Tetris Maximus Cup. And that is going to be Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Now I'm going to attempt to unlock both of these. I tried to do RPG, and then I think I got 40 points and I fell asleep, unfortunately. And then I ended up leaving. I had to travel, so I didn't get a chance to finish it. But, and this is the one game where I had a mishap with cloud saves. I saved over the save I wasn't supposed, like, I mixed it up. And because of that, I lost all my progress, basically. And so it kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit. But Wario, you know, hit or miss with Wonder. Of course, I'll have to get Wonder. I'm sure we're going to see some Elephant Mario, or I'm assuming anyway, probably a fun background at least. So looking forward to jumping into that one and unlocking that board. Nintendo Switch Online Missions and Rewards gets festive with a new batch of icons. So from the 27th through the 25th, and you may have seen me mention this on my YouTube shorts or TikTok, but you can get holiday icons, which include Mario with a present, Link coming out of a shield that just looks very festive. There's an Inkling, of course, Pikmin, a Mario snowman, which I think that might be the one I go with. I really like it. There's what looks like a cloud ornament, another Pikmin with a candle, and a Yoshi egg with a bow. And so looking very, very festive. And looks like they're going to be available until the 25th. So make sure to, you know, spend some of those platinum points, either 5 to 10, depending on if you're getting the icon or just some of the backgrounds or whatever. And of course, Fire Emblem is the way to go if you need those platinum points. But even you can probably unlock enough points by doing this week's missions to be able to get all of these if you would like them. I'm sure Johnny has spent all of his platinum points already this week collecting all of these. But I know I'm gonna fire up the Switch and grab one right after I finish recording here. So F-099 has got an update. Version 1.1.0 adding new classic race mode this week. I have to be honest. I wish I had a little more time to game because I would spend more time with F-Zero 99. I have been slowly working my way through Super Mario RPG. It's a slow burn, but I'm still doing it, and I'm having a great time with it. It's fantastic. But you know, I'm working a lot. I'm working a lot and loving every minute of it. And a lot of it's working in the content, guys, getting these shows out. So I'm so pumped about it and so stoked. It just means I don't have a lot of time to play, but that's okay. That's okay, because we get to talk about games, and that's almost just as fun. So Nintendo has announced it will be releasing an update for its Switch Online Battle Royale Racer F-Zero 99. It's due to arrive on the 29th of November. Speed Demons can look forward to new modes and functions as the game is bumped up to version 1.10. The new mode is Classic Race, where you'll be able to enjoy online battles with the same rules as F-Zero on the Super Nintendo. The same announcement goes into detail about these rules, explaining how the course will use the same screen ratio as the classic version of the game. The number of players is capped at 20. The spin attack and Skyway can't be used, and the power meter increases from KOs is also removed, and the turbo function has been adjusted. So, not exactly the same as F-Zero 99, but very similar to, 20 players. This is a game that didn't have multiplayer at all when it launched. There was no multiplayer in F-Zero on the Super Nintendo. And that I can remember anyway. I could be wrong. You guys can let me know in the comments on Spotify or YouTube if I'm wrong. But I think it was only single player. I remember playing with my friend Eric when we were kids. We rented it and we were like, what? We have to take turns? We don't get to race against each other? Like, what is this nonsense? So I'm pretty sure going from one player to 20. That's a pretty cool feat. And I want to jump into this one. It looks like, again, it comes out the 29th. So we got a couple days till this one drops, but we'll be going hands-on with it and testing it out, I'm sure. So let's see. The same announcement goes into detail about these rules, explaining how the course will use the same screen ratio, blah, blah, blah. That's what we read already. Okay. In this update, Nintendo is adding a lucky card that records rankings and machines used across 5 races. If it matches up at the end of 5 races, you unlock extra prizes. Last but not least, Nintendo says it will continue to make small updates to F-Zero 99 to enhance the overall experience. So there you go. Are you still playing this? You know, let me know in the Discord or like leave a comment on Spotify. Remember, leaving a comment on Spotify means you get an opportunity to win an eShop card. And those are going to be coming up. The November winners will be picked next week. Also, if you subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that enters you to win as well. And I lowered the prices. It's only $4.99 to sub. You know, it's the prices are lower. They're not changing. It's $4.99 if you want ad-free listening and you help support the show. There's also going to be exclusive shows coming out soon. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, the prices dropped down to $4.99. If you've been subbing for a while, your price has also dropped. So I appreciate you guys so much for the support and making all this a reality for me. Y'all are amazing. Moving on. Random. This is from Nintendo Life. It says, Mario and Luigi have spin jump control preference in Super Mario Galaxy, and it all comes down to which controller you shake. So this is something I wasn't aware of. Super Mario Broth, the Mario Broth blog. There's always some good stuff from these tweets. It says, in Super Mario Galaxy, Mario and Luigi have different preferences to which hand the player should shake when performing a spin. Mario spins higher if the player shakes the Wii remote, the right Joy-Con in the Switch version, while Luigi spins higher with the nunchuck left Joy-Con. So that's kind of interesting. I had no idea that was a thing. Looking at the article here, it says now that you're thinking, but what if I press Y or X on the 3D All-Stars version of the game? What height will Mario and Luigi jump then? Well, the Twitter account has that covered too, replying to that very question. The account stated that the button is the button spin is mapped internally to a right Joy-Con spin, and so there you go. The more you know, whether it's a reference to the brothers' dominant hands, which seems to chop and change depending on the game they are in, or a complete coincidence, it's good to know that getting a little bit of extra in-game height can be as easy as swapping which hand you are shaking. Now it's about time to relight that Mario Galaxy 2 on Switch fires. Agreed. Where is it, guys? Where's Mario Galaxy 2 on the Switch? Come on, make the Switch our Mario machine and get them all on there. Get them all on there. One of my biggest hopes, you know, little tangent here, is that the next system will support everything that Nintendo has put out. Like, I want complete libraries. I want to be able to stream and make content with a complete library. It's tough with like the 3DS. You have to buy a special machine that has a capture card. And you might be asking, like, well, what that machine, who's using it? For the Mario Kart content that I'm making, I want to be able to utilize and show off every game. And Mario Kart 7 is the only one that I'm going to have to like set up my camera and screen record like that in order to get footage that I want to get. And so fingers crossed that the next system that comes out, we will have access to every first party game that Nintendo has ever released. And you know what? I'm going to say also including the Virtual Boy, okay? Do a little magic and give us Virtual Boy games as well, cuz I think that would be great. Moving on here. PDP Realms unleashes transparent controllers trapping Pikmin in the quirky grip. So, I'm just scrolling down looking at the pictures of this, and I've seen this on Amazon. It's an interesting looking controller. It kind of reminds me of Xbox 360 controller a little bit of an odd shape. It almost looks smaller, like maybe it's made for smaller hands potentially, but the Pikmin on it look incredible. And I kind of like that there's all kinds of leaves. There's a number of Pikmin. If you aren't able to watch on Spotify or whatever, if you're just listening, but there are, it looks like, yeah, there's on the side of the controller, there are Pikmin inside this thing. Like, it's not just pictures. There is a little action figure, if you will, inside the left grip, and it's a red Pikmin. He's just chilling there. Who knows? Maybe he's life size. I'm not sure. Maybe he's life size. I don't know. But cool looking controller nonetheless. It is available just for pre-order from what I've seen. I don't think it releases until it looks like. So the Sonic theme controllers, which have been available in the UK for about a month, turned out to be an unexpected hit both in store and online. Now PDP Realms aims to capture the hearts of Pikmin enthusiasts with their distinct design, featuring the trap characters within the controller. I don't know if there's a date. When I remember looking at this on Amazon, it was a little ways out, so I don't even know if it's this year. But if you're a fan of Pikmin, you may want to get this controller in your collection because it's pretty cool. Okay, well, Super Mario Brothers Wonder Float spotted at the Toronto Santa Claus Parade. So this post on Reddit from on the Nintendo Switch subreddit showcases a Mario Wonder Float, and it looks really, really cool. Like, there's a you got Mario at the front with the Wonder Flower, then you've got three blocks. One of them being the question mark block in the middle with three coins above. This looks like props, guys, right out of Super Nintendo Land, honestly. And then you've got what looks like going through the Wonder Flower, which is pretty cool. You have three more blocks with some of the pink coins or purple coins. And then you can see Peach and Toad sitting on a curved pipe with a Goomba, a Toad Goomba. And then there's a red pipe with Mario Elephant coming out of it. And how cool is that? Like, I would have loved to have seen this at the Macy's Day Parade, seen a little more love for Mario. We get to see Pikachu and Eevee, which was great, but fantastic to see this. You can also see on the side of this float, it does say Walmart. So Walmart teamed up with Nintendo for this float, and it's pretty cool. Not gonna lie, I wonder where I want, like, as a collector, I wonder where that pipe and that Mario elephant ended up, because that would be a piece for the collection. Let me tell you, that would be amazing. Moving on here, Nintendo reveals giant Ganondorf statue at Lion Square in I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to give up. It's in Japan. It says Nintendo has unveiled a special Ganondorf statue as part of the ongoing marketing for the Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. The Link statue has been doing the rounds for a while now, which I saw that statue in person, at least one very similar, at Nintendo Live. It says at trade shows, but the Ganondorf statue is brand new and looks thoroughly awesome. Ganondorf and Link statues are currently being promoted at Lion Square in Japan. The statue looks incredible. Like, it looks really, really cool. The Link one already looked great, but seeing Ganondorf next to him it's a sight to behold. They look really, really good. And wonder if they're going to continue. Wonder if we'll end up seeing Zelda as well. They're great looking. I mean, it was cool walking into Nintendo Live and seeing essentially a life-size Link with his arm pointed. They're basically giant amiibo is what they are. They are the same mold as the amiibo. They're just basically life-size, and pretty amazing, honestly. Real cool looking. Lastly, we're going to talk a little bit more about Ganondorf. Nintendo talks about Ganondorf's depiction in Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And there's looks like an article or an interview. Japanese magazine Nintendo Dream recently caught up with the developers behind the critically acclaimed Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. In the latest edition of the publication, the talk turned into the evil Ganondorf and how he has... how his character is depicted in Link's latest adventure. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom director Hidemaro Fuji Bayashi, I think I said it right, the series producer Anuma, talked about how they spent a lot of time looking at Ganondorf's history and the brutality in which he inflicted upon Hyrule. And here's what he said. That reminds me, this is the first Zelda game that Fuji Bayashi-san is involved with that depicts Ganondorf, isn't it? And Fuji Bayashi says, "To me, Ganondorf is untouchable, or something that is very hard to touch upon. He's an important character in the long history of the Zelda series. I've even thought that Ganondorf is like another protagonist. That's why I think a certain level of resolve and skill is needed to handle him. So maybe a part of me avoided him this time. Since one of these themes was Princess Zelda thinking about how the kingdom should be, I wanted to depict various countries' lifestyles and the way of their monarchs. Ganondorf is evil personified to the people of Hyrule. He is also a king with his own dignity and way of thinking. As the Demon King, and also as King of Gerudo, So I felt that he might be the most convincing foil to Princess Zelda and wanted him to appear. But there is a lot of fans of the previous Ganondorf, so I needed the determination to satisfy his fans in his depiction." And they continue on here. It says, "Did Anuma-san, who has depicted Ganondorf many times, have anything to say?" Anuma said, "No, not at all," and laughs. Everyone laughs. Anuma: "This is the first time Ganondorf is shown killing on screen, which shocked me. That being said, enemies should be evil. Otherwise, you wouldn't think, ugh, this guy, when you see him. Up until now, Ganondorf has been softly depicted as evil, but for this world, I think we needed him to be much more of a villain, or else the story wouldn't work. While I've been depicting Ganondorf for a long time, I think this game really solidified his character. He looks really cool too." Fuji Bayashi said, "Thank you. I think we managed to represent this visually as well. The designer didn't simply make him look violent. They managed to fulfill my wish of making him look overwhelmingly evil while also being handsome enough that both men and women would fall for him. We put a lot of thought into choosing his clothes and accessories, keeping in mind that Ganondorf himself should have a strong sense of beauty and good taste. We thought he would probably be a character who paid a lot of attention to his appearance, demonstrating his dignity and intelligence as a king. And designing him with that in mind, we were meticulous with his face, body, and all the way down to his fingertips, making him come off as a robust and sexy at the same time. Anuma, Ganondorf enjoys the Japanese aesthetic. Fujibayashi, we incorporated something like the coolness or essence of Japanese military generals. Take a look at his stance with his sword and how he unsheaths it among other movements. On the other hand, the irredeemable cruelty in his expression was also memorable. Fujibayashi, I wanted to show humanity through Ganondorf as well. His expressions when killing was also something we were meticulous about. Actually, we wondered if we should show that at all, but we thought it was a meaningful shot to include, so we did. So there you go. Some of the reasons behind Daddy Ganondorf, if you will. Guys, that's going to do it for today's Nintendo News Minute. I appreciate you all so very much. If you have a second, please leave a review over on iTunes. It really helps. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure to leave a comment over there and to get entered to win a eShop gift card. And thank you guys for everything, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.